The May long weekend is upon us, boys and girls. So yay. You can push that yay button. Thank you. Thank you. The last show, eh? You're just like you don't even, like, you're not on.
No, I wasn't.
Well, when I say yay, you would think you know. No?
Yeah.
Right.
Yay.
Yeah, who cares, right? May long weekend is upon us, as well. The warmer weather is obviously here as well. And we are getting a little more relaxed about this whole COVID-19 restriction business. But just as you thought it was safe to go back in the water, we're going to try and bring you back to reality. And that is that May is Lyme Disease Awareness Month. Lyme Disease Awareness Month. And we need to stay on top of this, especially when it comes to diagnosing that whole Lyme disease thing. Not that we need another problem to worry about. But to speak to us about that and other things Lyme disease connected is Emily Norris-Ruzman, researcher, biology department, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. Emily, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for having me this morning.
Oh, thanks for joining us. It's a topic very near and dear to our hearts. We've been not only talking about it for the last 15 years on this program on a weekly basis, but I myself became a potential victim to Lyme disease not that long ago. So it's a topic we discuss openly and as often as we can. So it's a delight having you on the program today. First of all, tell us a little bit about the research that you're doing.
So I am a Master's of Science candidate at Queen's University. I'm jointly advised by Professor Rylan Egan and Professor Robert Collotti. And the research I'm doing focuses on the patient experience of people who were bitten by ticks. We want to understand, were they diagnosed? What was their level of care? Are there comorbidities that are increasing the severity of symptoms? What we are trying to do is look at clusters of symptoms of people who have been bitten by ticks and understand if that can demonstrate community level symptoms that may reveal tick-borne disease within a geographic area. People who have been bitten by, there's people who have done my survey that range from anything from being bitten by a tick and being put on prophylactic antibiotic within 72 hours to people who have late stage or chronic Lyme disease who unfortunately have seen 23 different doctors over a course of 15 years and who were diagnosed with fibromyalgia prior to Lyme disease and who can also, who in this case, in the particular person I'm speaking about, had a co-infection with Lyme babesiosis and Bartonella. So we are trying to understand to what extent can the interaction between patient latency, time to treatment, self-reported medication, pre-existing conditions, predict tick symptoms and or syndromes.
And how can folks get involved in that if they have something to offer the survey?
Yes, of course. So the survey can be accessed at http://bit.ly/tick, that's capital T-I-C-K, hyphen, survey, with a capital S, so S-U-R-V-E-Y. And anyone can contact me at 14ENR2 at queensu.ca if they have any more questions and would like a link to the study. But it's an anonymous survey that offers people who have been bitten by ticks an opportunity to inform scientists and healthcare practitioners of who's getting bit, to what extent, and in which locations.
Perfect. My grandson and I are going to go there this weekend and give you our input because we were both bitten by ticks recently. And I think I'd like to share that information with as many people as I can. So that's great.
Yes, please do. I encourage you to do so. Right. Again, the survey can be accessed at http://bit.ly/tick-survey.
And Stephen is going to put that on our website.
Yes, fishingcanada.com.
Yeah, go to fishingcanada.com, and we'll have it all up there for you. You can plug in and help with the survey. Listen, thanks for joining us this morning, Emily. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Emily Norris Ruzman, a researcher with the biology department at Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, and we're going to put that survey information up. And if you have anything to that you can contribute, please do so. More Journal after this. Don't you dare give it. Yeah, don't you dare go away.